You were here at SEC Media Days as a player.
Yeah, I was. That's why I was pulling up today. You know, shoot, I was kind of a hit when I was here 18 years ago.
Yeah. What was it like as a player?
Just it wasn't like it is now, that's for sure. Of course, sports radio was non-existent, really, when I came through. But it was kind of neat. They kind of just shuffle you through and you do interviews. It was really just newspaper and, you know, some TV. And it was it's a neat process, but it's nothing like it is now. I mean, this is unbelievable. I mean, it's
a lot more
crazy.
Of a circus now than it was then.
It's absolutely a circus, man.
Well,
you crazy.
And I have come here together and done it, and I think that was about 10 years ago, and it wasn't even close to this then. It was only about maybe five or six stations
in. I'll be honest with you, it doesn't seem as bad as it was a couple of years. When we were downtown, it was crazy downtown, but I've noticed there's not a lot of people walking here, and then I just look to see their security avoiding people. You have to have a pass. So
they won't allow you through this area.
Yeah, it's maybe what's keeping it a little bit calmer.
Yeah, but there were some nutty Tebow fans out there in the lobby yesterday waiting to get autographs. Yeah, and I'm sure there'll be plenty of Alabama fans out there. Now, last year it was even more of a circus because it was Saban's first year at Alabama.
Hey, what about Les Miles yesterday? I love that comment.
Yeah, he made a...
Did everybody in Louisiana beats Alabama?
He made that comment,
He tried to downplay it, though. Miles asked him about that, and he tried to say, oh, you know, it's not that big a deal. Alabama's a big game. And
I love it. Let's get it started. Don't get Saban fired up. But you know what? Sometimes facts are facts.
Yeah.
That's true.
I mean, facts are facts.
It's truth.
Louisiana Monroe, man. I mean, it's hard to, you know, you don't want to look at it that way, but... Sometimes you just got to look at the cold hard facts of it, and the facts are is Les Miles was right.
Yeah, look out.
Well, the cliche is sometimes the truth
hurts.
At least
last year.
Yeah,
that's
Auburn's. That's the good thing about football. You always get another year.
It's Auburn's first opponent this year is Louisiana Monroe. They play them on Saturday, August the 30th.
Don't you think that Alabama's just like all Alabama fans are like, come on.
Oh, they're like,
come
please,
on, Warhawks.
Yeah. Please, because Alabama fans have had to listen to it. And that's the one thing it's always to come back to.
Right.
Well, we did this.
Hey, can Jay Barker's shirt be any tighter?
Is he showing off his body or what?
I mean, I guess Sarah Evans doesn't know how to do laundry, and she's shrinking.
Hey, did he get his kid's shirt?
Yeah. Yeah, he's got
hey,
it.
Give your shirt back to your kid.
Yeah. Yeah, that is a little tight.
I have a crush on
him. He doesn't recognize you, yeah. Yeah, he's Mr. Big Shot now. Yeah. Sarah Evans is his bride, so.
Mr. Sarah
Evans. Of course, he's always been Mr. Big Shot, hasn't he? He's Jay Barker.
I bet his kid can't wait till he gets that shirt back.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is a small one. That's the thing, though. If you got the, you know,
if you
got the gun, show them off.
If you nipples through your shirt, it's too tight.
You should.
It's just the bottom line right there. Yeah. I mean, that's isn't that the truth?
That's true.
I mean, come on.
Yeah. What do you think about?
I just don't have anything to show.
He's in competition. I mean, Tim Tebow's going to take away his status. I'd be fighting for it, too, now.
Yeah, Tim Tebow. He's the main squeeze up here.
I bet he is.
The main squeeze.
Could you imagine being Tim Tebow on a Florida camp?
Yeah. we were talking about that. Yeah.
Golly.
But Tebow doesn't have Sarah Evans.
He what?
He doesn't have Sarah
he's
Evans.
He's probably got 100 Sarah Evans
say
around.
He's got multiple.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sarah Evans. No, you're right. He doesn't have Sarah Evans. He's got Taylor Swift.
Yeah, he's probably got young versions of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, 18 to 22.
He's got whatever he wants.
Yeah, that's right.
Poor guy. I hate that.
Yeah, no, and I have to beat those girls off the stick. I mean, seriously, I'm sure he has
really
to.
Embarrassing.
Yeah.
And my God, he lived with his mom, so you know he's sensitive.
Yeah. I mean, and that even helps. That helps.
I know. Doesn't help any of
that's those. Cold.
Well, what is Alabama going to do this year? Any guess?
I don't know. I think they're buying, you know, of course you're buying into Saban's. His philosophy and stuff. I think the team could possibly. I mean, you just never know. But I think that, from what I understand, they're going to have the same. The record's probably going to be about the same. Probably going to win about 8 games, go to a bowl. The coaches feel like they're going to be a better team, but their record may not indicate.
Well, the Clemson addition makes that tougher.
I'm going to tell you what now, Clemson. Oh, and let's go. Let's throw a little expectations on Tommy Bowden, picked to win the ACC.
Yeah, he'll fold like a cheap tent. Always does, doesn't he?
And hey, I wouldn't mind that happening in the first week.
That'd be nice.
I'll tell you what, that's a heck of a game, man. I love that Alabama is starting the season off with Clemson. I love it. I mean, I like to see that.
What does that do for Alabama if they pull off the win? And they've got a shot this game.
Well, what I think it does is they have to keep everything in perspective. They win that game, then they're going to have a tendency to – you got to realize this team, I hate to say it, they're not used to winning.
Definitely not.
Let's face it, they're not used to winning. I mean, even if it's, you know, so it's a whole thing is when a team's not used to winning, they get a win like that. Sometimes it goes to their head, and you see it the next week where they lose focus or concentration. You know, it might, you know, the best thing for Alabama is probably play the game close. Because Clemson's going to be a good team. But no, I would love to see Alabama win that football game. But if they do, they got to be able to keep their heads about them and get ready for the rest of the season and not blow it out of proportion. You know, it's just his first game of the season.
It would be similar to last year when they beat Arkansas, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Maybe be bigger than that. But at Arkansas, they were undefeated. That was their third game of the year.
And big win.
Yeah, and the expectations got pretty high, unrealistically, I guess.
Right, and that can happen with a team that's still trying to learn how to win and figure it out, and Saban's still trying to figure it out. And he's getting a better idea of what his players can do and how his players are going to respond and stuff. So,
what's the most important thing for Alabama to have a good year this year?
I think consistency, of course, is always a good thing. I think they got to play well. I think the one thing Alabama's going to have to do, and if you look at it, if you looked at their weakness right now, it's defense, linebacker.
Right. So
that has got to be addressed. And the good thing about linebacker is, you know, they've recruited some good kids, but if you got to count on those freshmen to come in and play at a linebacker position, but they can do it. I mean, Rolando McClain, I mean, he's a little turned over a motorcycle. But
did he? I hadn't heard that one.
Yeah, that happened, a month or so ago.
Okay, well, that passed by me. So, now, he's the best, probably the best player they got on defense.
Right. And so, I mean, they're hurting at the linebacker position, the bottom line. I mean, they got to get some people in there to play, and I think that's going to be a problem.
Do you think that they have to just win the games they're supposed to win, or do they need to sneak up and beat somebody that they're not supposed to beat? You know what I'm saying?
Well, you definitely got to win the games you got to win.
You know, they don't need a Lon Monroe type game this year.
No, they don't need that. Just win the games you're supposed to win, and I think that's going to come. I don't think you're going to see a letdown against those teams.
Who's the toughest team on the schedule? There's Clemson. There's LSU, the Georgia, Auburn. Golly, that's a tough bunch of teams right there.
The first one.
Clemson?
Clemson. And then next week will be the next one.
You sound like a player.
That's coach speak.
It is. Because these players have been addressed. They've been rehearsed.
Here's how it goes. Here's looking at it. Clemson, huge game. Huge game. First game, impact game. Supposed to win the ACC. ACC is probably, I think, the second best conference to the SEC, personally, in my opinion. Then I think the Auburn game. Auburn game is huge. Regardless of where Alabama is, I don't give a crap if Auburn, if Alabama hadn't won a game. They run that Auburn game, they better win it. I mean, that's a must-win game, period. To me, I think that becomes the that's the important game besides Clemson. They got to win that game. What is it, 6 years in a row?
I mean, six.
Yep.
It's ridiculous. My kid
never seen
it. Never seen it. I'm sticking him back. I'm like, honey, here you come. I'm throwing him back. We don't win this year. I mean, he's never seen it. You're Georgia, never seen it.
She's never seen it.
Can you believe that?
It's hard
to fathom. We're raising a generation of kids that have never seen Alabama beat Auburn.